It's mid-August, and the state not only lacks a spending plan, leaders from both parties have failed to present even a proposal for a balanced budget.
The governor's budget is significantly out of balance, and the Democrats' budget is significantly out of balance.
That's Ralph Martiri from the bipartisan think tank, the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability. A recent analysis from his organization found that both budgets would leave the state more than $9 billion in the hole. The problem with the budget approved by Democratic lawmakers in May is simple. The plan does not include the funding needed to cover its spending. Democratic leaders say Rauner had the option of using his veto pen to make line item cuts. He opted not to, and instead vetoed all of the budget except spending on K-12 education. Rauner's budget looks balanced on paper, but it's built upon big policy changes, some of which are impossible to achieve during the current fiscal year.
He's counting on over $2.2 billion in savings from cutting pension benefits, which at this juncture everyone ought to understand is unconstitutional on its face. So those savings won't materialize, blowing a huge hole in his budget right there. That's not the only sort of legal and or constitutional issue in the governor's proposals.
Meanwhile, Democratic leaders and the governor are locked in a battle that is not about either of the spending plans. The governor sees the crisis as an opportunity to make changes he believes are key to the state's recovery. While lobbying for his plan, Rauner has aggressively pointed the finger at House Speaker Michael Madigan for the problems the state and the city of Chicago are facing.
This is being caused by Speaker Madigan and the out-of-control budget and the misspending and mismanagement of the process. Speaker Madigan owns this, and he's got to be held accountable for what's going on here.
Madigan accuses Rauner of acting in the extreme and says he saw the current deadlock coming.
I expected that there would be a long, protracted discussion among the governor and everybody in the legislature. I'm not surprised.
He may not be surprised, but he is also not offering a clear path to reconciliation. When asked what his strategy is to reach an agreement and eventually produce a budget, he said,
"For everybody to be reasonable and to function in moderation and not in the extreme."
A sentiment he has echoed throughout the summer. Even without a full budget, more than two-thirds of state money continues to flow. But some key areas are not being funded, including social services.
You're seeing a really tearing of the social service infrastructure in Illinois because of the financial recklessness of the state.
That's Lawrence Massal with fiscal watchdog group, the Civic Federation. He says the state needs a budget so it can
predict for itself and to all its vendors and to anybody who depends on it for services what level of service is going to be provided, how much money is going to be available for program areas that are essential, in some cases, life or death.
The more money going out as the clock ticks on a stalemate, the fewer options Rauner and lawmakers will have to make a budget work. You can't cut what you've already spent. Massal says the end result will likely be that taxpayers are paying more and getting fewer services.
We're at a place where it's not a debate over what your spending priorities are. It's a debate over how much taxes you are willing to increase to avoid enormous cuts.
Martiri says the longer the gridlock goes on, the more likely it is that the budget will rely on gimmicks. He points out that the shortfall from last fiscal year isn't even a part of the conversation.
The budget deficit carry forward from 2015 into 2016 is going to be $5.9 billion. That will appear nowhere on state financial records. They won't have a balanced budget. Let's just be honest. They're going to be in such a difficult situation, they're going to beg, borrow, and steal to just get through it.
Whatever lawmakers and the governor decide to do with the state budget, they first have to sit down and agree to a plan. And at this point, it seems to be anybody's guess as to when that will happen. I'm Jamie Dunn.